Chapter 27, Blues to Bebop and Beyond. Jazz isn't dead, it just smells funny. Frank Zappa. General Blues Scale Info. Most people like blues scales. They sound really cool, are fun to play, and they're easy to learn. They also come in handy if you're improvising in blues, rock and roll, country, jazz, and many other styles of music. Just like all the other scales, the blues scale can be made by altering notes of the major scale. These altered notes are called blue notes, and their use originated with Africans who were brought to the United States as slaves. A blue note was originally a bending of the pitch with the voice. One theory is that the use of the blues as a term for feeling down came from a Native American tribe in the South who would cover their bodies with a blue dye when they were in mourning. Slaves in the area saw the practice and coined the term feeling blue. Maybe it's just a legend, but it's a story I like, despite its tragic nature. If ever there were two populations who have a right to sing the blues, it's those two. The Blues Scale. First, we'll start with the Standard Blues Scale. The Standard Blues Scale is also called the Minor Blues Scale. Unlike the scales and modes you've learned so far, the blues scale is what's called a gapped scale, meaning there's a gap in it. Curious? In example 1, you can see the C blues scale. And if we compare that to the major scale, in this blues scale you can see that there is no second, that's one of the gaps, the third, the fifth, and the seventh degrees are lowered a half step, and there's also a perfect fifth in there. Find that in example 1 on this book's website and play it on a piano. If you don't have a piano, there are links to a digital piano also on the website. Here's a recipe for any standard blues scale. As with most other concepts in music theory, we're going to use the major scale as a reference for creating any blues scale. Number 1. Take one major scale of your choice. Number 2. Use the tonic of the major scale as the first note of the blues scale. And, of course, the tonic is the very first note, the note that gives the scale its name. Number 3. Lower the third degree of the major scale a half step to get the second degree of the blues scale. Number 4. Use the perfect fourth of the major scale as the third note of the blues scale. Number 5. Lower the perfect fifth by a half step to get the fourth note of the blues scale. Number 6. Put the necessary accidental in front of the fifth to get a perfect fifth for the fifth note of the blues scale. Number 7. Skip the sixth note of the major scale. Number 8. Lower the seventh degree of the major scale a half step for the sixth degree of the blues scale. Number 9. Use the perfect octave for the seventh note of the blues scale. Turn lightly over and over in your brain and under your fingers until memorized. Number 10. Repeat from step 1 for a new scale until all 12 are memorized. The major blues scale. The major blues scale is a slight alteration of the standard blues scale. See if you can spot the difference. There is a major second, a major third, and a major sixth, but no perfect fourth and no minor seventh. This is example 2 on the book's website. If I were talking to a jazzer and asked her what the major blues scale was, she'd say tonic, 2, flat 3, 3, 5, 6, 8, or something similar. This is a shorthand version of describing each degree of the major blues scale as it relates to the major scale. Check out the major blues scale and play it on a piano or your instrument. Other cool scales. In this little section, I'll show you bebop scales, pentatonic scales, whole tone scales, and the superlocrian scale. I'll only give you the version for each scale starting on C, and from there you can figure out the rest. Pentatonic scales. The pentatonic scale is used in music from hundreds of cultures. One of the world's most playful and creative musicians, Bobby McFerrin, gives a wonderfully playful demonstration of how intuitive this group of notes is. You can see that video on this book's website at basicmusictheory.audio. The pentatonic scale is another gapped scale, and it's closely related to the blues scale. This version, in example 3, is called the major pentatonic. Can you spot the gaps in this scale? As the name pentatonic implies, there are only 5 notes in this scale. You see 6 notes in the example here, but the bottom and top notes, the tonic, count as one because they have the same name. And the notes of the pentatonic scale, in example 3, are C, D, E, G, A, and another C on top. Minor pentatonic. Closely related to the major pentatonic is the minor pentatonic. Remember relative minor scales that we went over earlier? There are also relative minors in pentatonic land. Just as with the relative minor, you start on the note a major sixth above the tonic and use the same notes. In example 4, you can see a minor pentatonic. So play this one, sing it, and switch between the major and the minor to get the different feel. So again, we're going to use the key of C for this example. And instead of starting on C, we start on the sixth for the minor, the relative minor. That would be A. So the notes of this scale are A, C, D, E, G, and another A on top. Bebop scales. Bebop is a form of jazz begun by Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Thelonious Monk, and a few others. It features blinding speed and virtuosic improvisational solos and altered harmonies. Some great bebop performers include Dizzy and Bird, that's Charlie Parker's nickname, Thelonious Monk, John Coltrane, Clifford Brown, Charles Mingus, Bud Powell, Stan Getz, Sonny Rollins, Sonny Stitt, and many, many others. Bebop scales are classified as octatonic scales because there are 8 notes in them. Notice I have not repeated the upper tonic in these examples. The scales were created so chord tones could land on the beat when the scale is played at burning speeds over chord changes. You're going to learn about chord tones in the next section. There are 3 types of bebop scales: major bebop, minor bebop, and dominant bebop. And what that means is a major bebop scale would be played over a major chord, a minor bebop scale would be played over a minor chord, and a dominant bebop scale would be played over a dominant chord. Again, we're going to learn all about those chords in the next section. Here, in example 5, 6, and 7, are those 3 scales. Other scales: whole tone, Persian, Insen, and Superlocrian. Here are a few scales that don't sound so familiar, like the whole tone scale, consisting entirely of whole steps. The second scale, in example 8, has several names: the diminished whole tone, altered, and my personal favorite, the superlocrian. Usually you'll see alt in the chord progression, so C alt or B flat alt. This is the scale that you would use for that kind of chord. The superlocrian is actually a mode derived from the ascending melodic minor scale. Looking at example 8, which starts on a B, can you figure out which scale degree of the melodic minor scale you'd start on to get that pattern? Hint: Locrian in this case is similar to the Locrian of the major scale in its starting note, or the 7th scale degree. Up next are 2 more scales in example 8, the Insen, one word, or in space sen, S-E-N, a Japanese scale invented to tune the koto, found in shakuhachi flute music, and a scale called the Persian scale, found in Iranian and other Middle Eastern music. The Persian and Hindustani music systems contain notes that our Western system doesn't have. Where we have half steps, and there are 12 in an octave, some Middle Eastern systems often call for quarter steps. This makes for 24 notes in an octave. So check out those scales and play them in example 8. Moving on. Now that you've gotten a taste of some of the other scales that are out there, you could never say, "But there's nothing to practice." These scales can all be practiced in a gazillion different patterns. Get started now and you'll have that many more under your fingers a year from now. Many more scales than these are out there, too. Go look for them. Coming up is a chapter review and then the hefty section review. And then we take another short break with an interlude on conducting: what it is, how to do it, and how you can use that to help you write down music that you hear correctly. After that, it's on to the next part, which is all about chords: what they are, how to build them, chord extensions, and basic chord progressions. But first, the Chapter 27 Study Guide. Number 1. What is a blue note? It's an altered note, lowered, compared to the note in the major scale. In actuality, if you listen to this, the lowering of the note isn't just slapping a flat in front of the note. It's inflected. It's an inflection. It's more vocal and speaking in quality. So when you write it down, it's a pale imitation of the real thing. In order to understand the real thing more deeply, you need to listen to the masters of the blues. Number 2. As compared to the major scale, what are the notes of a standard blues scale, also known as the minor blues scale? That would be tonic, or the root note, flat 3, 4, flat 5, perfect 5, flat 7, and 8. Number 3. What is a gapped scale? A gapped scale is any scale with intervals of more than a second between some of the notes of the scale. So a blues scale is a gapped scale, pentatonic scale is a gapped scale, the insen is a gapped scale. Number 4. Name at least 3 other types of scales. Play one of each, starting on the same note. So you have lots of possibilities, including many, many that I haven't mentioned here. Superlocrian, the insen, the Persian, major pentatonic, minor pentatonic, major bebop, Pelag, the heptatonic, hexatonic, dodecatonic, etc., etc. Practical use exercises. Number 1. Write out the C, F, and G blues scales. Memorize them on your instrument. Sing them. Improvise with melodies and sounds with these 3 scales. They'll come in handy later. Number 2. Write out, then memorize your pentatonic scales in every key, or better yet, vice versa. Memorize them first, write them out later. And do both major and minor. Don't forget the parallel minors. Remember, once you learn the majors, you already have the minors, you just have to start on the 6th note. So, 2 for the price of 1.